I'm Kim Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This evening, tomorrow Sunday, and Monday, the Old Fort Players in Fort Madison are presenting The Apple Dumpling Gang. The show times are this evening at 4 o'clock and 6:30, tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon and 6:30 in the evening, on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock and at 4 o'clock, and on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Old Fort Players Playhouse at 725 Avenue G in Fort Madison. The Old Fort Players will be giving out free candy grab bags for the first 50 kids. That's the Apple Dumpling Gang, presented by the Old Fort Players, from tonight until Monday afternoon in Fort Madison. If you're looking for something a little more graphic in Fort Madison, how about the Arts of Writing, Calligraphy? The Schaefer Pen Museum will be presenting two calligraphy classes tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. There'll be a children's class for ages 8 through 16, starting at 9 o'clock, and an adult class in the afternoon, starting at 1. That's at the Schaefer Pen Museum at 627 Avenue G in Fort Madison. January is National Handwriting Month, and so the museum is offering these calligraphy classes. Each class is a two-hour class taught by professional calligrapher Ellen Strittmatter. There's a $25 class fee overall. It covers supplies and instruction. Advance reservation and payment, though, is required. So to reserve, you should call the Schaefer Pen Museum at 319-372-1674. That's all tomorrow at the Schaefer Pen Museum in Fort Madison. The Hamilton Public Library will be having a busy day tomorrow. Starting at 10:30 in the morning, there will be a story hour free and open to area children. The theme of this week's story hour is Perky Penguins. The event will feature songs, stories, and a craft about penguins. Also at the Hamilton Public Library tomorrow, also free and open to area children, but registration is required for this event, there will be a tea party. The library's Mad Hatter's Tea Party, in fact. It will include a story, games, a craft, and refreshments. For more information and to register, please call the Hamilton Public Library at 217-847-2219. This coming Tuesday, after the holiday, the University Art Gallery at Western Illinois University will be presenting a new exhibition entitled Selections from the Permanent Collection, Portraits. The exhibit is guest curated by students in the Museum Studies program at WIU. The exhibition features portraits selected from the Western Illinois University Art Gallery Permanent Collection. It's being held in conjunction with and in support of WIU's 2011-2012 campus theme, which is Science and Technology, Discover, Innovate, Create. That exhibition will be in the University Art Gallery behind Sherman Hall on the WIU campus from this Tuesday through Thursday, February 9th. And there will be a public reception next Tuesday, January 24th, a week from this coming Tuesday. That reception will be from 6 until 8 p.m. in the gallery. Looking ahead towards next Saturday, at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum outside Lewiston, there will be a traditional Native American winter gathering. That's on Saturday, January 21st from 1 to 5 p.m. The winter gathering will feature activities and demonstrations, including storytelling, music, group games and dances, doll making, and beading. And visitors will also witness the dedication of Dorothy's Grove. It's a Native American naming ceremony. And there will be other traditional ceremonies as well. It's open to the public, and admission is free, and there will be activities for all ages. And if you stick around or come back to the museum that evening, you'll be witness to great music making as the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds continues with the nationally renowned bluegrass duo, the Cantrells. They'll bring their hot picking and smooth harmonizing to the stage at Dixon Mounds. Once again, that's next Saturday, the 21st. The doors open at 6:30. The concert starts at 7:30. The duo of Al and Emily Cantrell have a repertoire of airy, joyful acoustic songs. Emily sings and plays guitar, and Al is a fiddler and mandolinist. Their four critically acclaimed albums are on radio playlists worldwide, and even Robert Redford handpicked the Cantrells to play old-time music on screen in his hit movie A River Runs Through It. Here are the Cantrells with one of their own tunes, Falling Forever for You. Cantrells from their album The Heart Wants What It Wants. They'll be in the area next week. The Hickory Ridge Concert Series, next Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Dixon Mounds Museum just outside Lewiston, between Routes 78 and 97. The admission charge is $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. Also next Saturday, in Keokuk, Iowa, the Rollin' on the River Blues Festival Committee is announcing the kickoff of their instrument refurbishing program. It's conjunction with their Winter Bald Eagle Blues fundraiser to be held next Saturday, January 21st, at the Southside Boat Club on Keokuk's riverfront. The committee will be accepting donations of gently used band instruments, and the committee will have them refurbished. These instruments will then be loaned to Tri-State Area School music programs for interested students who might not otherwise be able to rent or purchase an instrument. There is a tax advantage to the donor of these instruments, and in addition, any instrument donated during the fundraiser will be traded for a ticket to the 2012 Rollin' on the River Blues Festival, which will be held August 17th and 18th this year in Keokuk. The Bald Eagle Blues fundraiser will be held in conjunction with Keokuk's 28th Annual Bald Eagle Appreciation Day celebration, which is also happening next weekend. The featured band at the fundraiser will be the Mahoney Cousins of Quincy, bringing blues and rockin' blues and more. That starts at 8 o'clock at Keokuk's Southside Boat Club. The doors open at 7. Tickets are $12 per person or $20 per couple. Famous Grand Lunch chili and snacks are included in the ticket price. Next Sunday in Macomb, the Western Illinois University School of Music presents Brass Fest 2012. It's a day-long festival featuring performances, clinics, and a buffet dinner. It all runs from 1 in the afternoon until 9 in the evening at the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus. On-site registration begins at 12:30 in the afternoon. The program will include workshops, clinics, and concerts, including a concert by the St. Louis Brass. the famed brass quintet began in 1964 as a group of members of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, which organized to play children's concerts around the St. Louis area. Soon, though, they had expanded to presenting full-length concerts, funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Missouri Arts Council, and the Mid-America Arts Alliance. Now, 40 years and more than 2,500 concerts later, one member of the group still lives in St. Louis, trombonist Melvin Jernigan. The others have traveled across the country to other jobs and other opportunities, but they've all continued the St. Louis Brass Quintet. Their performance is next Sunday, January 22nd at 7:30 p.m. in the Kofak Recital Hall, part of BrassFest 2012, and an event sponsored by the Bureau of Cultural Affairs at Western Illinois University. Admission to the evening concert is $5. One last note, Burlington Civic Music continues its 2011-2012 season on Thursday, January 26th with the John Jorgensen Quintet. Led by Grammy-winning artist John Jorgensen, this gypsy Django jazz-style guitarist and his first-rate quintet bring you dazzling fretwork on his acoustic guitar and a little bit of his clarinet playing as well. That will be at the Burlington Memorial Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. on the evening of Thursday, January 26th. I'm Ken Zomley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.